Hey everybody, on this episode of the Because We Want To podcast, we sit down and have a conversation with Jordan Urban, who was a member of the Waffle House family for a good number of years, and talked to us all about the Waffle House brand and the exciting career that she has had at the Waffle House and her background in getting there. She has then since then taken and accepted another job at another company, so she is no longer there. But I hope you still enjoy the content that we did get from this interview of the podcast from Jordan about the Waffle House. Sorry to all of our listeners out there for this extended period of absence for me and Jim. Had a few things going on, me more than him. But we hope to get this back started up pretty consistently again. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Laura Skelly Photography is a locally owned family photographer here in Richmond Hill. She specializes in natural light lifestyle photography. She loves turning clients into friends, and I can definitely speak to that in our house. She offers one of the biggest discounts around for military and first responders at 20%. She loves to build up local businesses, and she'll collaborate with them and help them get their pictures for their business. And if you check out today on her website with the code BECAUSE, you'll get 10% off.
All right, we are recording, and so for this first little, we're just gonna kind of bullshit for a little bit.
Bullshit.
Does that actually? Oh, okay.
It did work. You are a jackass sometimes. I just try things and shit happens. So the only difference with these mics is if you want to reposition that, is you got to be right in front of it.
Okay. So. Do I need to, or can I just?
You got to be like kind of up on it. So you can pull it forward. Yeah, whatever's comfortable for you, make that arm work. We can move the mic any direction you want. So if you see me wave at you, it just means come a little closer because we can't hear you. It's not like I'm trying to control you or tell you what to do.
You can tell me what to do.
Come a little closer, baby. So
are we recording?
Are we singing?
So I think we should just include all this in the podcast.
I mean, we can, definitely.
Let's just go with not editing unless we just curse way too much.
Damn it. Shit. I mean,
if we go without editing, it'll come out. It'll be released faster because, you know, you wait till the last minute.
I do not wait till the last minute. I just get stuff going.
Hold on. So, Jordan, let me get your opinion on this. Sure. And then we'll talk about Waffle House and why I've never eaten there, which apparently we need to fix. So if we record something on, say, like Monday the 1st,
right,
and our anticipation is to release it on Monday the 8th. Uh-huh. And you had 2 days off between then to do other stuff and honey-do list, get stuff done, right?
Right.
And then your co-host slash partner is a bit neurotic and hates to wait till last minute to get things done because right. That's when mistakes are made. And he texts the person supposed to do the editing, texts you on Sunday night, 8 o'clock, saying, hey, I'm working on it now. Do you as the other person have the right to kind of go, dude, you're fucking driving me nuts?
But. You as the other person don't know exactly what goes into and entailing the the editing of the podcast, and I have never been late.
No, but here's the thing. There's two more pieces to that. You're right. I don't know what goes into editing because it's not my forte.
It's not mine.
But but you've done very well learning, so I give you credit and kudos there. But I also know you didn't do jack shit on Thursday before.
You actually don't know what I do on Thursday.
Okay, so your work marriage is going really well, guys.
We argue just like a real couple.
You do. You got to find somewhere in the middle, I think. Maybe start on Saturday.
But then wants me to listen to it before it's released on Monday morning.
I don't care if you listen to it.
You've told me to listen to it to make sure it sounds good.
I say listen to some parts.
Okay, well, when do you want me to listen to it? If you don't edit it until you release the edits at midnight on Sunday night. Listen, yeah. And tell your wife I'm sorry I sent her that picture.
Wait a minute. That picture was from you?
You missed it right before you got here. Something happened. And it wasn't for me, guys. I'm just
Laura
kidding.
Laura got a unsolicited...
I actually saw it because it's in one of the mom groups. I don't know if...
Oh, dear God.
She said happy Tuesday or something and posted in the mom group. Wow, right? She edited the picture.
Oh, okay.
So she didn't like... Yeah.
The one that was meant for Mandy?
Mandy. Does the dude think that Mandy really wants that picture?
Well, I mean, he tried to force it on me, but I said the response should have been, that's great. She might love this. You might want to send it to her.
No, but see, Jim goes, is it at least a good looking one? I said, I don't know. Here, look at it. He's like, no, no, no.
Yeah, I don't
want to
see the unedited version.
No, I'm good.
See, I don't even like looking at mine.
Yeah. I'm a mom.
I get mad when the dog's ones come out. Like when Gunnar gets all happy and his lipstick. I'm like, bro, put that away. Like there's no reason for this.
Speaking of which, go and tell the story about Sasa playing Two Girls, One Cup with Gunnar.
Oh, God. We're going to talk about food today. You really want the story?
I mean, I'm sure worse stuff is going on in the Waffle House. One around the country. Right. I'm sure some worse stuff
is going on. So let me tell this story and then let's get into Waffle House. Okay. All right, let's get into this conversation. So almost 2 weeks ago now, and I'm sure it's happened other times too because you see it one time, you're like, oh, that's happened before. So Gunnar, we've had a little over a year now, and he's about a year and a half. He's a lab mix. And then Sasa, we got a couple months ago, a purebred German Shepherd from a rescue, thankfully. Oh, yeah. Beautiful, awesome dog. So they have this weird thing, like this weird connection. And so when one's going to the bathroom, the other one's kind of smelling them. I guess dogs do that normally. Well, I didn't get to see the whole event, but Nicole certainly made sure that I was aware of what was going on. And caught the tail end of it. Pun intended. Gunnar is dropping a deuce and Sasa is recycling that deuce. As it's coming out of before him, not even hits the ground. Oh,
so, like I said, two girls, one cup.
Not even hitting the ground. Like,
wow.
Yeah, she's like, let me help you out there.
We have two dogs, and I've never seen that happen before. Yeah.
Well, hey.
So it took about
that's just less shit you got to clean up.
Dude, the two of them, my God.
That's funny.
And they're on all natural food, too, so like they're smaller poops, but they're like, yeah. But I was just like, I looked at Sasa and I'm just like, honey, like I'll let you kiss me again, but it's going to take at least a week.
At least a week. We're going to have to, let that air out.
Nicole, do we have any more mouthwash?
Oh, God. So, piggybacking off that story, transitioning into waffles.
I can tell you that the two are not related, but we can jump right in if you want to.
Just as long as we're not talking about the blue waffle.
The blueberry waffle?
No.
I don't know what a blue waffle is. Do I need to know?
No, okay. It's two girl, one cup related.
Oh my God. Okay, how about we transition away from your disgusting obsession with this German pornography video and move into Waffle House?
Is it German?
It has to be. I don't know. No offense to any Germans out there, but I mean, I have no idea.
Verfetischeisen.
Dude, I can't say these on air because we'll get canceled, but I found this and then we're going
to
jump in.
I have to edit this part?
No. I'm not going to tell the joke. I'll tell you after we're off air. But I found this fraternity that does dad jokes, but like dark dad jokes. So they're funny as hell as long as you have a sense of humor about it. So I'll tell you after.
As long as you know you're getting into dark dad jokes.
It's like a YouTube shorts. Yeah. So, gotcha. And it's like in half the fraternity is white, half the fraternity is black. It looks like too. So there's a lot of like super like dark jokes.
Oh gosh.
But it's like, okay, you can't tell this. You can't tell those to the wrong people.
No, definitely not.
All right. So
your audience.
What are we doing here? I was just told show up at 9:30.
Show up at my house at 9:30.
At my house. Yeah.
So we are back from our 2 month hiatus, as I finally have packed, moved, and unpacked. And Jim,
when did you pack? I helped you move. When did you pack?
That was supposed to be. I mean
there wasn't really much packing.
Did you move a lot in like laundry baskets and throw stuff in?
I love Laura and Patrick, but they're terrible movers.
About 50 totes. I just want to go ahead and shout out. Thank you to everybody that did help. My family, Laura's family, Jim, James's kids, and also our old neighbors that let us borrow their trailer. Is there anybody else that you can remember?
No.
Okay.
I'm sure we're missing somebody.
If there is somebody else out there that I did miss, I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Laura's grandmother.
Like she I said, Laura's family. You?
Yeah, but no, the grandmother specifically. This woman's like 90-something years old, and she's moving boxes. I'm like, damn. I just hope I'm alive at that point, let alone moving around like this lady.
That's where Laura gets her strength from. She's a strong lady. And you know, those people love you guys because moving sucks. So volunteering to help people move is really nice.
And like Laura even tried to pay Jim, but Jim's like, no.
No. And I made it very apparent I hate moving. So I was complaining the whole time.
This shit sucks! Jim, you're moving a bag.
I do have one rule, though. I will not move unpacked items. I will pick up boxes. I'm built for lifting heavy stuff. I will pick up boxes and totes and furniture. I will not pack, and I will not move unpacked stuff. That was my only rule.
Pretty solid move.
Yeah.
Pretty solid rule.
Yeah, I too hate moving. So, yes, I do thank everybody that did help us. And yes, it is appreciated, and we will repay you in some way, shape, or form.
So now we're going to fork back to the main road of this conversation. So wait, are you moving the table?
Because of that, you're about to come unconnected.
Oh, I wish I was unconnected.
I do too. All
right. Is that even a word?
Unconnected?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's disconnected.
Disconnected, unconnected is the same thing.
Like, no, it's not.
Yes, because if you go away on the weekend with Nicole and
I'm disconnected,
and you're also unconnected because you cannot connect. You cannot connect to the internet, so you're unconnected.
I don't believe it.
Well, I don't
care. Any English majors or teachers that have been listening to this episode, I want proof.
You could Google it.
Yeah, Google's a lie.
Yeah.
You know, Google hates when you say that.
Google does.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things Google probably hates.
Google does not want to be a verb.
Google does not want to be a verb. Interesting.
But we all say it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, back to the main road.
I'm looking up unconnected.
Oh, my God.
Sorry I did that, Jim.
It's okay.
It is in the dictionary.
So is LOL and ain't.
Because ain't is a word.
LOL should not be in the dictionary.
Well, I agree with that.
Sorry.
Roll dead.
Shots fired, right?
I will cut you.
I can tell you where I'm from, too, and we can go back and forth.
You're from South Carolina. Go Gamecock.
Woohoo! I am. And that is exactly how my husband sounds, like a banjo, very often.
He don't sound like that. I've met him once.
He sounds just like that, actually. Love you, in case he's listening.
All right, so Waffle House.
Yeah, absolutely.
How long have you been there?
Yesterday was 11 years.
That's with the exception of that
26-day vacation in June.
So, yeah, you're kind of like a shout-out to the Eagles. You never quit. You just took a 26-day vacation.
I did, absolutely. Do you want to hear the whole story, like how I got to Waffle
yes,
House?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
All right, cool. So, went to the University of South Carolina. And
go Gamecocks.
Yes, go Gamecocks, whether we're winning or losing.
Now, you were there when Lou Holtz was there?
I was there a little bit while Lou Holtz was there, but the Spurrier years.
Oh, okay. So, you were at least there for good times.
We were decent. We beat Clemson 5 years in a row when I was there. And
can y'all go back and start doing that again?
It'd be nice, wouldn't it? It'd be really nice.
I'm tired of playing them in the national championship. I'm not going
to
lie.
It's almost legal to pay your players like Alabama, so like maybe you can afford some good players.
I don't know. If I had to choose Alabama or Clemson, I'm going Alabama every day of the week. So.
Well, I'm going cocky.
Thanks. Thank you very much for
that. Apparently, so is your wife.
Sorry.
Do you have a sound effect for that? But I graduated with a public relations degree in sport and entertainment management, and I actually thought I had landed my dream job because when I graduated, Gamecock Sports Property, that was the third-party ISP sports marketing, sold all the promotions for the Gamecocks. They offered me a full-time position, and so 22-year-old me thought I was where I needed to be. I sold Waffle House, their first ever sports marketing package. It was pretty cool. We had to tie it into recruiting. You'll learn later that that's pretty important at Waffle House. We recruit heavily. We don't have a lot of applicants. So the package that I sold had to meet their criteria and not just be branding and marketing. We recognized all-star student athletes. You don't know what an all-star special is, but you soon will after this. I'll get you.
I know what the all-star special is.
Delicious, right?
Yes.
Does
it have bacon?
Oh, yeah.
You have your choice of it.
No. Bacon. If anything named all-star has to have bacon.
Yes. It comes with a waffle, two eggs of your style, sausage or bacon, grits or hash browns, and then toast.
Okay, so I'm just going to tell you this right now. If I ever order that, I'm definitely not ordering the grits. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess if you're from New England, you can't get on the grits.
No, I'm born and raised in the South. I can't stand grits.
Oh, I love grits.
I can't stand grits.
Gosh, I love them. You can get hash browns, or you can substitute sliced tomatoes. That's what I've been doing for a while. I'm trying to make good choices, so... You can do that if you want.
No, you got to go the hash browns. The hash browns at Waffle House is where it's at because they are.
They're delicious.
Half a pound of butter.
Yep, absolutely.
It's not even the butter. It's just the crispiness of them.
Yeah.
You take like a gallon of ketchup.
I have to have ketchup too. My husband likes it with chili on top.
A little hash brown with the ketchup.
Yeah, and my brother eats it all the way with all the toppings, chili, gravy.
Wait, hold on. No, say it the Waffle House way.
Huh?
Scatter, smothered, diced, peppered, cap, covered, smothered.
Do you want a part-time job? Because you're doing great.
You offered me one.
No, actually,
look at that belly. No kidding, he's doing great.
This is the dad bod, okay? It is the dad bod.
He's had a couple all-star specials all the way.
Yeah.
I don't know. My brother is training for a strong man, and he eats at Waffle House like 3 or 4 times a week, and he's losing weight.
Well, because there are a lot of things at Waffle House that you can get that are healthy. I mean, you got the steak, you got the eggs, and you can get.
Our chicken is delicious. Have you had our grilled chicken before?
I've only had breakfast there.
Oh, okay.
Only.
Try the chicken. Nope. It is delicious. Nope. Okay. If you don't want to branch out, that's fine. Nope. Jim, maybe you can try our chicken.
Maybe.
It's great.
I don't know. I don't want this to come off the wrong way. I struggle with chains.
Yeah.
It just as a whole, I don't always, there are certain chains I'm kind of like, all right, fine. It is what it is. You got to deal with it. Like if we're on a road trip and you got Chick-fil-A and you're in the car for 5 hours, kind of like, okay.
You ever had IHOP?
Well, that's when you said the drunken nights. That's what we used to do. We used to go to IHOP at 2 o'clock in the morning.
See, this is like IHOP, but with like amazing waffles.
But I'm just not like.
I think we have way more to tell in our story than a regular chain because we are a privately held company, and so we are based in our communities, and we started with one and have grown, and we're still privately held. So,
and
I think we're less chain than you think you would think.
It's possible,
And they are one of the only restaurants around that meteorologists go to help forecast weather.
Yeah,
because there is a thing called the Waffle House Index.
That's true.
Because Waffle House is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. They do not close.
So if they're closed.
If they're closed, shit's about to hit the fan, so dude.
It's the FEMA uses the Waffle House Index, and it is really interesting.
It's a legit thing here, Jim.
I'm listening. Our staffing these days is causing us to close more than we'd like, so that's a little different.
Is that because of COVID?
Shit's still hitting the fan. It's just not weather-wise.
Yes, exactly. I don't know if it's just COVID. It is since COVID that we've had problems with that, where we're closing just a shift or half a shift, or if we can't get enough people to adequately take care of the customers we're closing. But back to the FEMA thing, it is, they do use it, and we have a really impressive storm response team. They actually meet around a boardroom table at our corporate office, and they have all the logistics to ship in gas and generators and food and even people jump teams. We fly them into the affected areas. Like there's still people in Louisiana right now, kind of taking care of getting the restaurants back open. We lose a ton of money when we do that, so we don't do it to make money. We do it to take care. One of the people that work for us, because lots of people in America today, but a lot of people that work for us count on the restaurant being open for their income. And then two, we're always the first one open for the first responders and the community and stuff like that.
Yeah. So my dad's family, a lot of them are from coastal Mississippi. So when Katrina came through, it demolished everything. One of the first things rebuilt back there was the Waffle House right there on the coast.
Yeah. It actually is a bigger part of the community than you'd think because, for instance, I can't remember what storm hit us. Luckily, we're dodging some bullets this past year, but it was maybe Hurricane Matthew that hit, but the chairman of the company was at our Waffle House on St. Simon's Island, and I was there as well, and we were just taking care of people. We were serving a limited menu, so people... it's amazing how people complain about everything, guys. They wanted all the things that we weren't offering that day. But the chairman came to the counter and he took everybody's tickets in the whole restaurant. He was like, I'm just going to pay for everybody that's eating right now. And so that was pretty cool to see the chairman of the company, one, in the restaurants working. He didn't have to be out and about.
Let me know next time the chairman does come. I'll definitely come visit.
I'll let you go. No, so we can take care of your meal. But I have the power to do that too. So I'll take care of you guys.
Now I might go.
That's all you had to tell Jim.
Yeah, I feed people for free all the time. I do it randomly when I'm in the restaurants just for them coming in. And then I'm out and about in the community a ton. So I like to take care of people. And it's easy to do that for tasty food. So.
And the food is tasty.
So let's this is, you'll learn the trend is Patrick takes us down a rabbit trail and I bring us back to what we were talking about.
Gotcha.
So you were working for a company and
yes,
that wasn't Waffle House, but right. You had signed Waffle House on.
Yep.
And absolutely. So let's go back to that. And then
you were talking about the all-star athletes.
The all-star athletes.
Thank you for that, Jim. Sounds like we both need you to get us back on track.
I was going to go back to it eventually.
There's a trend in every single podcast. Every single podcast, there's a trend, and this is
the
trend.
I was the one that brought up all-star athlete, okay?
We all have our roles. I took care of the representatives from Waffle House there in Columbia, South Carolina for a year, and became pretty good friends with them. I got to do things like stock their suite when they had tickets to the games and take them to meet the athletes and the coaches and things like that. It looked really glamorous, but they only paid me, and I can't believe I negotiate salaries now with all of our ops teams, and they paid me $20,000 for that job. And at 22, I had nobody told me negotiate more, Jordan. So I was working every day of the week, all of the athletic events. So I was at baseball and softball and soccer and basketball and football. I was never home. I was working at 20 grand. The math to make my hourly, it was like 11 cents an hour or something.
Did they think you were in a Chinese sweatshop?
I think they thought that I would say yes, and they knew how hard I interned for them for 2 years beforehand, so they knew how hard I was working. And
do you mind if I ask you what year this was?
2009, because I graduated college in 2009, and then
damn,
I know, like,
so they hired you for that important role essentially at the poverty line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, wait, and no, so, below poverty.
Well, so, you got it, this 12 years ago, so the poverty line today is 23,000. So,
well, I was a single person, and I had to bartend away games. I was bartending and waiting tables to pay my own single bills. So, when Waffle House was time to renew their package, I remember spending a lot of time as a young seller. I thought it was very important to, you know, cross all my T's, dot all my I's. Took them to lunch, and I decided, okay, we're gonna order, and then I'm gonna push the proposal across the table. And then they told me they didn't want to see the proposal, and I remember feeling like my heart sank and I'm losing my big client. And that was when they brought up that they'd like to talk to me about working for Waffle House. And I say this a lot of times because I am a recruiter. People sometimes give you a sideways head cock and probably a look on their face. Everybody's is a little different, but I think I rolled my eyes. Now that I've been with the company for 11 years, I know what that look looks like, but I never dreamed that I'd be working for Waffle House, but yet here I am celebrating 11 years minus my 26-day hiatus.
And assume they're paying you more than 20 grand.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So they offered me double plus some when I went on as an hourly hiring specialist in Columbia, and then 4 months later, they promoted me to the Savannah area and paid me more with that promotion, and actually my income has gone up every year since. So they are definitely paying me more than 20 grand.
21.
Way more than 21. I would not stick around. And I'll be totally honest, money is something that we talk about at Waffle House. It's not the most important thing, but people are motivated by a lot of things, and I'm motivated by money. I always have been. I'm pretty competitive as a person. And so the compensation plan that they showed me, I was like, oh, I think I can get behind that. So
what's your official title?
I am a recruiting director. Okay. And I have 33 restaurants. Richmond Hill, the reason why we actually ended up in Richmond Hill, so grateful that it worked out this way because we love it, but it's central for me. So I go down 95. I stop right before St. Mary's. Those restaurants belong to the Jacksonville market, but then I go all the way up South Carolina to Yemisee, South Carolina, and then up 16 to Metter, Georgia, and all in between.
So, and how many restaurants as a whole does Waffle House have?
Waffle House is right at 2,000 restaurants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How have I not been to one?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I drive by them all the
you're
time.
You're an idiot.
I don't think so. You've just not had someone like me to meet you there and take care of you and make sure your food is good and you're
pay,
happy.
And pay for
we'll get that taken. Yeah, and pay for you. We'll get that taken care of.
I don't normally eat breakfast till like 11 or 12 o'clock anyways, and it's usually just eggs and bacon.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you can get that there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can have eggs and bacon at Waffle House.
I'm not trying to be difficult here, but like, just make it in my kitchen.
Waffles? Micah. Yeah,
oh, kids. Yeah. I mean, kids well, chocolate chip waffles.
Yes. Yes. What do you think I go there for?
Oh, I mean, I have to make what every single I morning. I make chocolate chip pancakes every
so
single
good.
Morning.
Friends don't let friends eat pancakes, by the way. So if we're going
to
be.
Is that
friends,
a dirty word at Waffle
have
House?
To try waffles. It is.
Wait, can I buy a waffle at International House of Pancakes?
No.
I think they do have the Belgium.
Yeah, they do have Belgian waffles. That's right. Yeah. But Belgian
you
waffles.
You guys are like committed to no pancakes, though.
Yeah. I actually have only eaten at a waffle, at IHOP like once or twice in my life. And that was before they built a Waffle House in Columbia near the college bars and stuff like that. So we had to go to IHOP and I didn't do it very often.
Now, are your waffles crispy or soft or
however you want them? You can,
make them.
Yeah, you can ask them to cook it to order.
They actually have this, the way they cook them most of the time, is a nice little crisp on the outside with gooey warmness and softness
it's
on the
delicious.
Inside.
It really is.
I mean, that's the only way. You gotta have when you cut into it, it's gotta feel like you broke it, and then it's gonna be nice and soft in the middle.
Exactly.
It's the way it needs to be.
It's exactly. And some other restaurants in their little waffle irons, they even have this, the Waffle House logo. So and you slam it down and bring it out. It says Waffle House right there on your waffle.
Yep, those are the newer units. That's very cool. Kind of special. We'll get this taken care of. You don't have to love us, but I do want you to try us one time, okay? So we'll have to arrange that, Jim.
I'm not opposed to it.
good no. answer.
I'll take good chicken and waffles.
Good answer.
You guys have, I'm assuming you have chicken and waffles.
We have grilled chicken, so we don't have any fryers in
that's
our restaurant.
That's no okay. That's gonna be the next question because I don't like fried chicken.
Yep. Our grilled chicken is delicious. So. Okay.
And yeah. The syrup. Do you guys, what kind of syrup? You have real maple syrup? You have the...
I don't think it's real maple syrup. I think it's southern syrup. Okay. Maple syrup doesn't exist down south, right?
It does. It just costs a pretty penny.
We have honey, if you want to use honey. I actually really like our sugar-free syrup and the way that it tastes better, so I always go sugar-free.
It's so much stickier, though. It's like...
Yeah, it might be. I don't really have a problem
with it. I'm a real maple syrup guy, so I might bring my own bottle.
That works.
Buddy the Elf and
I'll bring my own bottle.
That works. We'll allow you to do that. No problems. So, yeah, we'll arrange that. Does Nicole eat Waffle House?
Nicole eats everything. Okay. Don't let her tiny, tiny stature.
Yeah, she runs her booty off.
She eats everything.
No, her metabolism is that of like a 5-year-old.
I'm kind of jealous about that. I am too. She's beautiful.
She's a pain. Like, it's just like, I'll be out doing something and then she'll, you know, if I leave the house and don't make breakfast and I don't come back until like later because I was out doing stuff and then I got to take, you know, go pick up Micah and then I get home and it's like, she knows how to cook, but it's like she forgets and she's like, wait, you didn't make me anything. I'm like, you're a full capable adult. But yeah, no, that
you mean you don't cook your wife breakfast every morning and serve it to her in bed?
No. We don't eat breakfast till like 10, 11, sometimes 12 o'clock.
Well, I don't either.
So.
Is that intentional or are you fasting?
We kind of do like unintentional fasting for the most part.
Are y'all done with the 75?
No. Nicole is going to be done sometime in the middle of this soon.
I think she's 75 hard thing?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Excuse me. And then I'm going to be October 15th is my last day. Just in time for my birthday, so nice. So that way I can have some drinks and maybe some cake. We went to a party this weekend, a baby shower, and we have frozen cake and cookies in the freezer, so we can eat them when it's over.
That's dedication. That's impressive. Good
yeah,
for you.
There's yeah. a whole carton of them sitting on the counter right now for Micah, and we have to walk by it every day.
Yeah, it was funny. So for our gender reveal, Jim was the one who did our cupcakes and everything. And so we're just sitting there chowing down on these cupcakes right in front of Jim and Nicole, and they're like, you son of a bitch.
I'm not a big sweets person. I'll eat them, but it's not something that... Now, you know, watching someone drinking beer right now, I'm kind of like, I hate you. I want a beer. Like, and I'm not like, you know, alcoholic or anything like that. It's like a good beer. And, you know, and we went camping, and I had to drink nothing but seltzer water all weekend because I'm like, well, I need to have something. guys serve beer at Waffle House?
No.
We don't.
Well, actually, there is one location.
There is. You're right.
At the Atlanta Braves baseball stadium. They serve beer.
They serve hash browns and beer.
Don't they serve waffles, too?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And I think that you could, unfortunately, probably find some beer on third shift if you really wanted it. Our customers bring it in with them. It's not endorsed, but we don't love it.
You would think, I mean, notoriously, when you think of Waffle House, you're going to think of breakfast, right?
Yeah.
So I know you obviously serve other times of day, too, but you would think, okay, you know what? On the weekends, why not have Bloody Mary specials? You know, people coming in hungover, mimosas.
There's a whole nother level that we'd have to insurance.
Liquor life.
Bellinis. No, Bellinis before mimosas. I like Bellinis better, but.
Yeah.
I like a good mojito.
No, you just keep it simple, bro. You don't need to. You can make Bloody Marys, but then you need a full liquor license. So.
We don't need it. We're busy without it, so we don't need it.
You'd be busier with it.
Maybe.
Way too busy.
Or people would sit around and drink. We actually have a system, so we're pretty systematic at Waffle House. And we have a table turn system, so our salespeople, which is what we call our servers make lots of money because they turn their tables about every 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so in a 7-hour shift, the goal is every 20 minutes. And people, even though our checks are low priced, which is a big part of being at Waffle House, we try to keep it affordable to appeal to everybody. Not everybody can go out and have a $50 brunch, lunch. And actually, when you add bellinis and mojitos, it gets very expensive some places. And so we try to keep our ticket down, but people tip above that ticket average. So people are really generous. Instead of the 20% that might be, you know, $4, they leave $10. And so every 20 minutes would be hard to meet if we were making bellinis and Bloody Marys and mojitos.
Yeah, Bonefish and where we used to live, we would go to brunch pre-Micah.
And they have the
$20, like, unlimited bellinis and mimosas. Yeah. We're like, we'll sit here all day.
You could get a babysitter and do that now. Day dates are the best.
We've tried several babysitters. It's tough.
It is tough.
It's tough for us to trust anybody.
The babysitters after Micah, they are now in the mental institution.
Micah is a handful. And when he meets someone new and he wants to play, it is non-stop.
No breaks.
For hours. Like, we did a swap this weekend. Like, one night, friends of ours watched Micah so we could go out, and then we watched their kids the next day so they could go out.
Nice.
Yeah, it was exhausting.
Which night?
We went out Friday night, I think. Yeah, Friday night. Or no, we went out Saturday night. And we did an escape room in Savannah, and we beat it with less than a minute to go.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we got lucky. Nicole is amazing at escape rooms.
Laura, which one did y'all do?
We did...
I noticed at Johnson Square.
I can't remember.
There's three of them downtown. There's the one we did. There was one right next to the other one. Yeah. And the one we went into, I forget what it was, but basically our challenge was we had to find the Tommy guns. It was a Prohibition era...
was that the one that was downstairs?
Guns. Yeah, hidden guns in a bar.
Yeah, so we did the one across the street. Like,
I've seen that one. We looked at that one too, but they were pretty fully. It was like a last minute thing for us.
So Laura and I have done an escape room like 7 times, and we are undefeated. Like,
whoa!
And like, that's awesome. There's been like two or three times where we had to do where it's been less than a minute, but like, and we've done it twice by ourselves, but we are undefeated.
Very cool. My husband and I have done it with some other couples, and that was fun. But I did it with our senior managers, and so we were doing a team building thing, and it was really fun to see all these operators who are typically very systems oriented, like trying to figure out how to find the code. And I was like, "We need systems, people!" It was really fun. it was a fun team building.
I don't understand how people put those together because my mind doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. But it's funny when you're in there and you kind of like
levers and knobs.
It's just everything means something. Like, one of the weirdest things was there was like these pom poms hanging at the top, and if you weren't paying attention, they would have been out of sight, out of mind. Okay. And it was so frustrating because I was like, I'm looking at it and I figured out the numbers, and then I was trying to like figure out the order, and I had to ask for a hint, and he's like, "Does anything in the room match those colors that gives you a sequence of?" And I'm like, "Mother, I just wasted a clue." And I, as soon as he said it, I looked right at them, and I'm like, "What a waste!"
Yeah, it's cool to see how different brains work. So I don't know if you and Laura's brains are different, but my husband and I think totally different,
which is
helpful in an escape room for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And like the zombie apocalypse. And stuff.
Have you guys watched the escape room movies?
No.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, they're horror type movies. Oh. They're not like, "Oh, fun escape room." They're like, "Oh, if you don't escape, you die."
Oh, like The Cube and Saw and stuff like that?
Yeah, but a new one just came out this year, and I actually just happened to watch it Sunday or yesterday. I can't remember. Just simply because we just did one. Because when we went to the mountains back in July, I had watched all the three previous ones. And there's other ones as well, but there's actually one that has like a series of... And this one was the Tournament of Champions, which was all the previous winners. In these particular series of movies, apparently. So,
what streaming service do you find it on?
Netflix.
No. Yeah, sure.
You don't remember?
No, I do. I just.
Oh, you don't want it? They're I not can't, a podcast sponsor.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Find it.
If it may or may not be of legal means, I do not want to incriminate myself.
Gotcha. I would totally. Yeah.
I can.
I know. I just called him out on something, didn't I?
No, it's all good. I would never ever promote illegal television subscriptions.
Let's just say he did not ninja it.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll check on HBO Max first. How about
it's
that?
Definitely not on HBO Max. Oh, okay, just kidding. But I can tell you the application that I use.
Okay.
When we get off air.
Sounds good. Sounds great.
I don't know if it's legal or illegal, but it is what
it
is. He
doesn't want to take the chance.
Yeah. I think most of the stuff I watch on that app is probably on free TV anyways. I just don't have cable or a DVR. So.
Gotcha.
And you don't have to worry about the commercials.
No, there's still commercials on there.
Oh, okay.
They do advertising, which I don't know how. But sometimes the quality is terrible. terrible, especially if the movie's still in theater. Yeah. And there's always makes like Asian sick. Subtitles. I don't know which country, but there's always Asian subtitles.
That always reminds me of the movie Scary Movie where the girl says, "Ooh, I got this. You on you?" Then the people are like, "Would you shut up? Oh, I got you. You on candid? You on camera? You on candid camera now?"
I haven't watched that movie in a long time.
That is, yeah, that was back when we were in high school.
It was.
He was in college. We were in high school.
Yeah,
I'm a couple years older than you. Get over yourself.
You were still in college.
What year was that?
I don't know, but she graduated
it
the same
when
year.
I was in high school.
What year did you guys graduate? 03?
She graduated
05 from 05. High school. 09
fuck
from
I'm
college.
Old.
Yeah.
Shit.
Sorry, dude.
Oh, that might have actually been middle school for us. Scary Movie, the first one. It was like 7th, 8th grade, maybe.
I wouldn't have
I mean,
been
I started
able
college
at
17, so I guess maybe I'm not that old.
I wasn't not able to watch it, but my sister bought me and my friend some tickets.
So what else can we learn about Waffle House?
So,
bringing it back.
There's so many things to learn about Waffle House. I'm going to touch on what you said about you're not big on chains. I love to support local as well. Don't get me wrong. I've eaten breakfast at all the local places around here. I just think it's important when you live in a community, especially like ours, Richmond Hill. But the cool thing about Waffle House is we are privately held. We were started in 1955 by a family. The same people in the family, Joe Rogers Sr. started the company. Joe Rogers Jr. is our current chairman, and his children are all on our executive board, which sounds crazy, but it's really awesome because it keeps it. We will always be private, which I'm grateful for. And it keeps the focus on what the focus has always been on, and that's just taking care of people through our employment and then taking care of people through our food. We have people, customers, regular customers that come in and eat with us. This sounds crazy. Every meal. We have people that live alone and that want to come to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner with us. We have people that come sit with us at holidays because they don't have anybody else to be with on Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day. And so we really do take care of our customers. We're the kind of place where we see Bob pulling up in his truck and we know that Bob always orders an all-star with bacon and wants a cup of coffee. And so we can go ahead and call the order in. We are an old school diner like that where we still call the order. Out loud audibly for our grill operators to hear. And so we'll call it and have it sitting there when Bob comes walking in. So,
but what if Bob changes his mind that day?
You know,
Bob hasn't changed his mind in 20 years, okay?
Bob hasn't changed his mind in 20 years, you're right. And if for some reason Bob decides to change his mind, guess what? We'll just cook Bob something else. But Bob really doesn't change his mind. I don't know the answer.
And apparently
to that,
I'm Bob because I haven't changed my mind in 34 years.
That's so funny. I do change my mind. After 11 years with Waffle House, I have to get creative on what I eat. I'm not doing 75 hard, but I am working out at Richmond Hill Boot Camp. Great place, by the way. We just finished a challenge, so I've eaten a lot of eggs and chicken. I haven't had any
I've seen your
hash
sweaty
browns.
Pictures.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
You can get the... have them steam the hash browns.
I can do that, yeah, but the carbs are not good for me.
No, it's
anything
not,
that,
but...
Yeah.
In the steamed hash browns.
Make sweet potato hash browns.
We don't have sweet potato, but they are better.
No,
are
I'm definitely not going.
Option. Yeah.
No, I know I can't go. Whether it's
I will
not,
tell
I'm
you
kidding.
That I don't think anybody goes to Waffle House to eat healthy.
You know,
it's not the place. And we're
that
not.
Might be partly part of the reason why I
it
haven't
could
gone.
It could be.
Because I like to have healthy options. Like, I'm the guy that looks at the menu and then ends up ordering the same thing I always order no matter where I'm at anyways.
Yeah.
But it's always a healthier.
You know, the two main... I've eaten Waffle House my entire life. The two main differences I remember are they changed the pepper style kind. They used to do bell peppers. Now they do jalapenos, which I don't... I love jalapenos. I love spicy, but y'all's jalapenos are hotter than
shit. They're really spicy, aren't they? That's interesting.
So I don't eat peppers on my jalapeno, on my hash browns anymore because
that's
of
funny.
It. And then...
it also depends how you prepare them. There are little tricks that a lot of restaurants don't do that are time consuming.
They don't.
That would remove a ton of... I can give you some tips. That remove a ton of the heat.
It's not part of the system, man.
I know. It's always...
Okay. They're about fast turnover.
I know, but like if this was prepped the day before, it would not remove any of the intricacies of the system. But there are ways to cut the heat and still retain the flavor. And I've had to do that because Nicole does not like spicy food.
But she's Mexican.
First of all, completely wrong country.
I know, she's Puerto Rican.
Okay, I'm going to start calling you Grandpa. But, I've had to make adjustments because the first meal I ever cooked for her, I used habanero and she was sweating. sweating. So I went, if I use any form of pepper that's not a bell pepper, I have a couple little tricks that remove all the heat and you still retain the flavor.
I love spicy. No, we use pickled jalapenos.
And the other thing that I that is y'all started, it probably was always available, but y'all started actually putting it on the menu, putting mushrooms on the in the hash browns, which are amazing.
They are amazing. Oh,
mushrooms in the hash browns is a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something about our menu now. If you go into a Waffle House, and if you know, haven't changed your mind in 20 years, you probably don't look at a menu. But it is designed for efficiency, and so we put our most popular items on the menu right now. Oops, sorry. And people will ask for omelets. We can still make omelets. They're just not on the menu for people. And that's all back to that 20-minute table term because we want our people to make money.
Yeah, and then y'all even came out with like the extra value menu, like the little
$5 menu. Yeah, absolutely. Again, we like to appeal to a lot of customers from all different walks of life. And it is funny because the Waffle Houses, so in my 33 restaurants, I have 33 different communities. You kind of get to see the personality of the unit, each unit. So Waffle House by the airport, we get a bunch of Gulfstream and a bunch of traveling executives and people that are staying in those hotels right there. And here in Richmond Hill, we get a lot of families. We get a lot of truck drivers because we are across from that truck stop right there. You go into like my rural, let's say Yemisee, South Carolina. That is on the interstate, so you get a lot of travelers. But it's really fun for me when I walk in.
And the one in Richmond Hill, you're talking about the one off Abercorn, right?
Nope, Abercorn.
Abercorn's not in Richmond Hill.
Yeah, that's Savannah. Richmond Hill is right off the interstate, right off of exit 87. It is right by the TA truck stop. Yeah, right where I'm trying to.
I don't even go there, and I know this.
Yeah.
Is it the one on?
It's next to Wendy's, and a gas station. And it's across from Flacco's.
Okay.
Yeah, but you probably never really have to go over to 87. That's probably why.
Yeah, you're closer now.
Yeah, sure. If you're going to take the highway now, you're going to take 87, not 90. Yeah.
Well, depending on which way I'm going.
Right.
Yeah. It's on your way to Hinesville if you're taking 17 that way.
A lot of things over there are kind of tucked in. So it's kind of hard to see.
That's true. But it's right by the gas station and the Wendy's, and then the truck stops right beside it.
Well, I just avoid that area so bad because of the KFC Taco Bell combos.
I have never been to the KFC Taco Bell in Richmond Hill.
No, it's terrible.
I have heard.
I've been there so many times where KFC is out of chicken.
That's like, bad. Nowadays,
chicken! It's like a gas station being out of gas. Like,
that is. Nowadays, there are supply chain
or Waffle
problems.
House being out of waffles.
Well, no, chicken is on a shortage right now because the last 3 weeks I've tried to get boneless chicken thighs. They've been out. They keep trying to give me bone in, which people are like, what's the big deal? It cooks differently. It tastes different. It's a whole different style.
And the bone is a little bit crunchier.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you would think bone in. There's a misconception that bone in it would cook faster because the bone will heat up and cook the. It doesn't. It takes twice as long almost sometimes. But anyways, back to.
I think I'm bougie. We only eat chicken breasts at my house. My husband hates it.
Chicken thighs are so much more flavorful and they don't dry out.
They are.
They do not dry out.
When he does the shopping, he gets the bougie like chicken Natty thighs. Yeah. I know, but if I'm buying, I always get.
Bougie like
breasts.
Natty and the style phone.
Well, it's cheaper usually too.
So it is. All right. In my 34 years of going to the Waffle House, there's always been a question on my mind.
Yeah.
The jukebox with the random-ass songs like, I love what I see at the Waffle House.
Those are produced by Waffle House.
It's because it started in
the
50s.
Who the hell came out with these?
We have a record label. I guess before we existed, the songs like that were cool.
Yeah, but if they started in the 50s.
So these are like, okay. I've never played them. I've never heard them. I just, every time.
Don't. The associates really hate it. it's not nice to them.
Well,
you know, raisins in my toast, not their favorite.
But
that sounds good, though.
Raisin toast is delicious.
I can't do raisins.
But yeah, so there is a Waffle House record label, and they produce.
It's different now because you don't have the old style jukebox where it was like rounded. It's like the new like digital play thing.
So growing up, my dad and I went to Waffle House every Saturday, and actually in my interview for Waffle House, they talked about, what do you know about Waffle House? And so I told them, my dad and I went every Saturday, and the gentleman that was interviewing me said, you don't have to tell a lie. We like you, and you're doing really well. And I was like, it's not a lie, I promise. So my dad and I would go, and I ate cheesy eggs, so scrambled eggs with cheese, raisin toast. I did eat grits. I love me some grits. And chocolate milk. And then would play the jukebox. That was like my favorite thing. He'd give me a dollar, and they used to be, you know, four plays for a dollar. And now you have to do it, not have to, but you can do it on your app, which sounds convenient, but convenient. And I'm sure it makes the jukebox people more money, but
it's just not,
there's no nostalgia.
Yeah, it's
no,
to, not me, nostalgia. To me, if I'm going to use a jukebox, I don't want to go to my phone. I could just play a song for free on my phone.
And you might remember this too. The jukebox used to be right next to the cigarette machine.
Yeah, there were cigarette machines
in Waffle House.
Yes, there were cigarette machines everywhere.
Yeah,
it was like the old cigarette vending machine.
Yeah,
so gross.
Actually, so I'm 11 years in. I had one restaurant left that was smoking, a smoking restaurant when I started 11 years ago, and it was shortly after that that they stopped that. And I'm so grateful that they did because it was gross.
Oh yeah, I used to love going to restaurants as a kid or
smoking or non-smoking.
Yeah, and it's
first
like,
available.
Do you have a complete partition with a complete different HVAC system?
No,
then it's all smoking. It doesn't matter.
It's like like smoking on an airplane.
Right.
Everybody smoked.
Which they did in the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not the 90s, but the 80s for sure.
That's just crazy.
It
like
is crazy.
Smoking in a tube with a bunch of gas around you.
Yeah.
I can't believe that people still smoke. Like, I just don't understand it. Like, oh, it's our freedom of choice. Okay, but like, if you know something is going to kill you, like, there's a 1% chance it doesn't kill you in some form or fashion. Like, why would you continue doing it?
Man, I only did it in college to be cool.
Didn't Philip Morris International? I was reading the story and I didn't read the whole thing, so don't quote me on this 100%. But Philip International, which is Philip Morris, but the international version of the company, which they split years ago, and then obviously to one does the cigarettes, I guess, and one doesn't, but whatever. The other one bought an inhaler company. Like, that's full circle. Holy shit. Like, okay, let's cause the problem and fix the problem. Gee, let's make money on both ends.
It happens more than you think. It's like Larry the Cable Guy's joke. They're taking Winston out of NASCAR because it gives you cancer. Well, they say right there on the box, it's going to make you sick. What the hell are you doing?
That's a whole...
Yeah, people get to make their own choices. I'm more of a I'll do me kind of thing, but it does make you wonder.
Yeah, no, I can't stand... My dad smokes and...
My grandfather died before I was born of lung cancer, so my dad is very adamant about... We were never around it.
I feel like it makes me sick. Like, and it's funny because they said like earlier, like, oh, 1% of people it's not going to kill. Like, my grandparents smoked. Funny story about them. So I'm sure I'll have a little bit of it off, but they smoked for years, and like one smoked Camels and the other one smoked a different brand. And one morning, my grandfather woke up and he was out of cigarettes and he didn't want to smoke my grandmother's brand. This was in the 80s. This was like either when I was a baby or before I was born, and didn't want to smoke because to them, I guess it's different, whatever. It all tastes like shit to me, I'm sure. So he went to the store to buy some, and the store didn't have his brand either. So he's like, screw it, I'll just quit. Like, I'm not small. Let me see how long I can go. And hasn't smoked since. And my grandmother stopped smoking shortly after that, I think.
Wow.
This was the early, mid 80s. And 6 months later, I guess, I think it was like 6 months later, I went to the doctor and they ran some tests, and it was like he had never smoked a day in his life.
Wow.
So, and now they're,
good for him.
They're both 80 now.
And yeah, it's amazing.
Never had complications.
Wow.
From it.
Good for him. I'm glad that
That's
happened.
That's lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, can I talk about our wonderful career opportunity?
Yeah.
No.
I have a microphone in front of me.
Are people unemployed right now?
Is there
anybody in this room?
Wait a minute. Is there somebody in this room? Actually, I've talked to both of you about this opportunity. The cool thing about Waffle House is it is not for everybody. So I will go ahead and say that we know that it's not for everybody. But it is good for people that are looking for stability. So lots of people want a job that they can go to every day that is stable and that offers them growth. And we offer that.
Awesome food.
Actually, that's not why we all sign up.
I would.
You do get free meals when you work, Patrick.
But if you dislike jukeboxes and hate that you can't buy cigarettes at work, this is not for you.
What we're really looking for is people. We've already said this in this podcast, but y'all
people,
know
people, not robot people.
People that want to take care of people that that enjoy people. Not everybody enjoys people, especially these days, to be totally honest.
There's a lot of people out there that make it really hard to enjoy helping people.
Jim doesn't like people.
I like people who have some common sense and aren't a-holes.
Yeah, and 2021 is getting harder. I mean,
so why do you like me?
I never said I did.
He only likes you enough to do this
podcast. I have Facebook posts where you say you like me.
That's proof. You have written proof. That's so
funny. Can you mute your mic so I can hear about this? Shit.
But our operations management opportunity is one that could be a whole career. So when we go to meetings with our senior managers, they have, you know, 30, I think the last time was over the summer, and I added up all the years of experience, and it was over 250 years of experience with everybody in there. So there's something to be said about the career that we offer. We're privately held. We offer stock opportunities for all of our management team. I don't think my boss will listen unless I send this to him, but I am going to tell his stock story real fast. He's been with the company, I think he's close to 30 years. So like 27, 28, I lost count at 25, but he's around there. And he's got $2.1 million in Waffle House stock at the moment. And I remember
Why is he still working?
Can I borrow some money?
Because he gets more. He gets more at 30,000, or at 30 years, excuse me. So I remember a few years back when we had built a new restaurant in Hinesville. So it must have been, I don't know, like 6 or 7 years ago. And he opened his stock statement and he was a little bit grumpy, and I was nosy. So I was like, why are you grumpy? I looked over at it and it looked like a large number to me. And he's the numbers guy. So I'm not the numbers person. He and I make a great team. I do things, all things people. He does all things numbers, but he did some math in his head and he was like, actually I could be at, I think it was 3.2 or something. But over the years he had taken some of his stock out to use for cool vacations and, you know, new cars and things like that. But $2.1 million in stock is nothing to laugh at, and he will retire, I think 30 years was his original goal, and they will give him another stock option for his time served. So really lucrative, and all he's been doing is running restaurants and taking people care of people. So it's a really cool opportunity, and you don't know what you don't know. So when I talk to people about it and they look at me like I did the people that recruited me, they turn their head sideways most of the time and they're like, sure.
Not gonna lie, like when you first approached me before, like you actually told me about it, I was kind of like, yeah, I just don't know if the restaurant thing's for me. I don't want to, you know, work and in a restaurant.
It isn't for everybody. It isn't Monday through Friday. It isn't what you think a typical career would be like. We work first shift though, so that's nice. We don't work overnight. We're not on call. We don't have to work doubles and triples and things like that.
See, that was my mindset of it all. Then you told me it's not like that. I was like, Laura, I completely dismissed Jordan. Will you please text her?
It's really that? Okay.
And now you're working until 9 o'clock every night.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen at Waffle House, because we actually have the team, the support system to make sure that doesn't happen. Work-life balance, I think old day Waffle House, you know, like early Waffle House, it was your restaurant, you ran it when you needed to. But nowadays, we make sure that people aren't doing that, because we know that people need a work-life balance, that we have children that are doing things after school and we all want to get there. And the cool thing is we have a schedule for a year that we can give people, which is very atypical for restaurant and retail. And so you can plan if you're a planner. I bet you're the planner of the two of you guys, right?
Of the two of us, yes. Of the people living in this house, someone would say otherwise. No, yeah, like we have, when we were planning stuff out, like it's like, okay, just tell me what days I need to be available.
Yep.
And put it in the GPS when I'm hooking up the camper. Like I don't care. I don't want to know. And it's funny because we're having a conversation this morning about the swapping the kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was just overwhelmed. I wanted to watch football. Like, I was just being honest with her. Like, I really just wanted to watch the football game and I was overwhelmed. She goes, well, I told you this was happening. I'm like, and I didn't mean to put this on her because it's not her fault. It's my fault for not remembering. But I'm like, yeah, but you didn't put it on my calendar.
Yeah.
So to me, it doesn't exist. So yeah, in general, I like to have things planned, but I don't always like to be the planner. Yeah, but of the two of the people in this room that are with you right now.
See, I am 100% like that. Like, I like things planned, but I don't like to plan.
Yeah.
So like, Laura.
That's why we work so well together.
But Laura,
none of us want to plan.
But Laura is completely opposite. Like the first time I went to go visit her up in Michigan, she had like 4 full days planned out. I was like, like I even think like pee breaks and breathing was on the schedule. I was just like,
I'm an every hour on the hour kind of guy.
No, you're like sometimes 3 times an hour.
I'm surprised I haven't yet.
I am too. He pees like a pregnant woman.
Oh yeah.
You drink
a lot of water.
Lots of water, lots of coffee.
It's not just that, though, but like Laura is pregnant. He pees more than Laura.
Probably. That's funny.
Well, I made sure to pee before you got here. Because I'm like, let me force it out just to make some room. Well, so anyways.
You need a catheter.
Anyway, so the planning part.
I'm baffled by that you can plan out a year.
Yeah.
But I'd like to hear more about that. That's rare.
I love that you guys brought up your spouses. So part of the hiring process for the operations management position is a spousal support interview. And so we don't interview them. They get to come in and interview us. And part of the conversation is the scheduling, of course. Now, we are open 365 days a year. which means that our holidays we are working. And I know I sound like a crazy person every time I say this, but I'm not alone. They're really fun days in the restaurant. Those people that come and visit us, and families come in their Christmas pajamas and their jingle bells and their antler ears. It's really fun. But we talk about all that in the hiring process. We request our vacations, which we get 30 days vacation, so 3 10-day vacations. So
what?
We request our vacation days? A year in advance, and we give that calendar where holy you can shit. Put it on the calendar and put it. You don't get 30 days vacation?
I was with the company for 14 years, and I didn't get 30 days vacation.
Yeah.
And I would get shit when I would request them. Like, do you really need to take this time off? Yeah. Like, yeah, I do.
My knee is broken. I need surgery. Yes, I need time off.
Actually, that I did get when I went to go have my shoulder surgery, which was actually the second surgery I had while I was with that company. I was like, I'm going to take a few days off to have my shoulder done. And they're like, well, how quick can you be back?
I've never heard, and I know that sounds backwards and I'm not telling a story, but I've never heard anybody at Waffle House ask that question.
They have prenatal?
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, not prenatal. Paternity.
Yeah. Not paternity. No. But here's what we do. I wish we did.
Dads are just as important. So you take that when the owner listens to this.
And nowadays there is a dude pregnant.
We're all smiling. We're not attacking her. Don't worry.
No, my husband took paternity leave with both of our babies, and I was so grateful for that.
The newest emoji coming out is a pregnant dude.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't think we need to talk about that here. Listen, nobody needs to know how we feel about that.
Yeah, listen, nobody needs to bring up Arnold Schwarzenegger. We don't need to go watch that movie again.
Get to the chapel.
Oh, that's so funny.
That was a good movie, though.
Was that Junior?
Yeah. So anyways, back to 30 days vacation.
Paternity. So if we have an operator, a manager that is a father or becoming a new father, we just arrange it where he can be off. So we usually use a vacation, and they're normally okay with using one of their 10-day vacations. And then we just if he wants to go to the doctor with them, they just say, hey, we want to go to the doctor, and I'm not supposed to be off on Tuesday, and then we arrange it to happen.
So you have to take 10 days vacation in a row?
We do have to take it at 10 days in a row. One, because you... At Waffle House, you really do need it. So I'll be honest, I'm due for a vacation, and I can tell because I'm so used to my rotation of vacations at Waffle House. After 11 years, you kind of get in that rhythm. And unwinding and taking care of yourself is really important to us. And two, it is easier to cover a restaurant 10 days at a time. So we know where to put our manager trainees and relief managers and things like that, because there's always a manager, whether it be an assistant relief manager or a manager trainee. In the restaurant.
It's just easier to plan and block it out.
Absolutely.
And what about benefits?
Benefits. We offer all the benefits. We offer medical, dental, life, vision benefits. I think our stock, and I know I mentioned that a minute ago, but I think our stock is probably the best benefit. It is in lieu of a 401k for us or any kind of other retirement plan. But we've never lost money. Since 1955, we've had a positive return every year. We don't care what investors say, because we don't have investors. The stock owners are employees. And so we're all in the boat rowing in the same direction. Mm-hmm. Even through COVID last year, I think we had a 9.5% return, which I'm not sure how they managed that. But I do know that we run things incredibly fiscally conservative, which makes us able to make it through things.
Well, you don't buy sweet potatoes. So.
We don't buy sweet potatoes, so we save money on that. I do think that our menu is designed for food costs as well.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I mean, especially if you're offering things at $5 or $6, that means that your ingredients in that meal have to be under $1.50.
Yep. And here's something how it works. Sad but awesome all at the same time. So the last couple of years, the people we were hiring, the younger people we're hiring, had a hard time counting back change, which is
I've heard horrible
crazy
stories.
Yeah. Because that's something that I was taught when I grew up, and my first job I learned, but it's hard to teach that now, and so we were losing people because of that. So now our menu is all even numbers, all zeros and 50s, tax included. Which I know, roll your eyes, but it makes it easy.
No, I'm not rolling my eyes at you making that change. I'm rolling my eyes at the fact that there are kids out there that can't count back. It drives me nuts, because I used to get in trouble when I was working part-time jobs in high school and college, because I wouldn't enter the information, because I would just do it in my head.
I know.
And they'd be like, well, you're going to be wrong. I'm like, Nicole probably hate hearing this, but like, tell me when I'm wrong, because I'm not. Like, it's just math is easy.
Yeah.
At least small math.
See, I used to give away our short people change all the time when I worked at some place, because I'm sitting like, I even have it in front of me. Okay, $8.74. Here's a 10.
That's so funny.
By the way, folks, he graduated from Alabama with a degree. Just pointing that out.
It was not finance or accounting. I did not
do well. You had to take math.
So I have a public relations degree, and I took statistics, so not really math.
I hated that class.
That's because it's word math. It's not
the only
not
okay. The only
math.
Reason I passed that class is because I did not understand the material. I had a test the next day. Took a 6-pack of beer into my room to go study. After about 4 beers in, I understood everything.
No.
That's hilarious. So did you drink for the exam as well?
Not for that one, but I did.
that's I think the reason I failed my first time around in college because I drank through all the exams.
Well, I didn't drink for that one, but I did take a I was taking a. I did have to go take a biology lab test, uh-huh. And I completely forgot. Me and my roommate were just day drinking, and then I looked at my phone. I was like, "Oh shit, I have a test, dude. Can you take me? I can't drive." So he takes me, and I go take this test. Right, I look at the test, like the first question. I'm like, "Oh my god, what is this?"
Okay.
And I go take it up to the TA. I'm like, "What is this asking me for?" She said, "Your name."
Oh Lord, have mercy.
This doesn't shock me at all.
I made an A.
Good for you.
I can do biology. Like, I'm actually outstanding in biology.
What's your degree in?
Small business management, entrepreneurship.
Oh, okay.
The so minor in marketing.
You probably had to take a few math classes.
Oh, I took math.
Yeah.
I took it a few times.
He can do 2 + 2.
There you go.
I do 2 + 2 = 5. I just use higher powers of 2.
Got it.
So, I'm actually going to go back to college.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go get my master's in sports management.
Oh, cool. I have a minor in sports management.
I'm scared.
Remember, they don't pay very well in sports. $20,000. I'm just kidding.
Well, today, I mean, in all fairness, today would be like 25.
It might be 25.
But that was a minor. I'm going for masters.
There you go.
So I'll get like 26.
Listen, sports was really fun. The place where I worked, I could have probably seen myself forever, but they had the same people in the same positions for years and years. The general manager had been there like 25 years, and so there wasn't really a lot of mobility. And I'm grateful that I took the step I did, because here I am in this position, and I would probably still be doing what I was doing.
Yeah, see, I don't plan on leaving my job. I just kind of want to.
Yeah. Well, you found a pretty solid job.
I got a pretty
good
job.
Hours aren't ideal.
The hours are not ideal.
You gain seniority, it'll change.
Yeah, the hours are not ideal, but it's just temporary because right now, or my company, they expanded to where they opened up a Western division.
Oh.
And everybody who is remote,
yeah.
They are on the Western shift. So I'm having to, you know, talk to a lot of California people and stuff like that. But
Can they even understand you?
Some people. And it's actually really funny because when I'm talking to someone from the South, all of our calls are recorded and monitored. And like sometimes my manager will hop on and I can hear him talking in my ear, but the clients can't. He'll be like, "Oh man, that nigga really be He'll just be sitting there making fun of me, and like I'm like, "Dude, you're gonna get me fired one day because I'm just gonna go, shut up."
Yeah, I don't know how you stay focused, but I guess it's like the kids in the background. My kids are always in my ear.
I mean, it's very hard to stay focused, and I'm sitting there having to mute myself because I'm just dying laughing over something he's saying.
It's hard for you to stay focused. I can't imagine. We were talking about stock options, and we're over here.
Yeah, stock options. Lots of money. Never lost money since 1955.
So does everybody get stock options?
Everybody
does. Even like a part-time server?
Part-time, they can participate.
Salesperson.
Like salespeople, that's right.
Part-time salesperson.
So, yeah, we also pay really well hourly. So they do get an opportunity to purchase the stock. So they can put into the stock program and their stock can grow. They're not given the options like our operators are. But they do get benefits and time and a half on holidays. And so right now, people are spending money, which is positive. We're up 30-something% in sales as a company. We just need more people to take care of those people that are eating. But I have servers that are working 3 7-hour shifts and making like $800 in 21 hours. That's pretty decent for an hourly job. And they're happy, and then they get to go home for 4 days off. And so I recruit a lot in the communities for the hourly level. And it's interesting. I don't know where to find the people anymore. It's really different. So
yeah, it's
well, it's because y'all don't. I don't know if y'all do, but it's because y'all don't start people off at $15 an hour like everybody's wanting.
We can. We actually have a bonus structure for the hourly grill operators as well. So I have hourly grill operators that are tracking making $55,000 and $60,000 a year because it's based on a percentage of sales. Now, it is hard for us to explain that bonus structure when we're out there talking to people. so they could make more money with us at Waffle House, but it isn't the hourly wage that they see plus the bonuses, if that makes sense. So right. That is a challenge. But we have tons of hourly associates that are fantastic and are making careers with us that have 20, 30 year careers.
I was more just making a joke on now the people who are like, yeah, I won't take a job less than $15 an hour. Okay, well then a robot's going to take your job and you're not going to have a job anyway.
Yeah, I think I'm somewhere in the middle on that issue because the people that work for us, I see, I know their lives, I know their how hard they're working, I know their children, and so I see that people side of things.
I mean,
I didn't start at $15 an hour. I just told you guys my first real job was $20,000.
There is absolutely both sides of the coin on that.
Yeah,
but at the same time, if you are a McDonald's person making $15 an hour and then there's an EMT making $14.75.
Not fair. Agreed. Totally.
Yeah. No, those people don't get paid enough.
Yeah.
And teachers.
Thank God for our first responders and teachers, for sure.
Teachers need to make a lot more.
Yeah. Can I say one more thing about Waffle House?
I have no
idea what time it is, and I could probably talk all day to you.
I will mute you.
If you wanted me to. Okay. If you figure out how to do that, tell my husband, because I'm sure he'd like that.
Just like that.
Oh. Man,
if you could push yours, Patrick, that'd be great.
The one thing I too also love about Waffle House is that we are in the community. So I, especially here in Richmond Hill, I'm very in Savannah area. I'm very plugged in. So I am the president of the Kiwanis Club here in Richmond Hill, and our goal is to serve children in Richmond Hill, and I get to do that with Waffle House. So like, they don't make me clock out or take a day off to do all of my service things, and so that's really neat. And Waffle House goes hand in hand with service because I can feed people for free at an event where we're, you know, helping pack backpacks or we're helping collect coats and things like that. So we're community minded at Waffle House, just like the service. So I do United Way here in Bryan County. It is campaign time. If you didn't know that, we're raising money for the United Way here in Bryan County. Do you guys know anything about United Way? Yes.
I've heard of them.
You've heard of them? That's better than most.
I know the...
Didn't the NFL do something with them for a long time?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the fake Saturday Night Live United Way commercial with Peyton Manning, where he was just drilling kids with footballs and telling them that they need to... It was...
I don't think I've seen that, but I need to look it up.
Oh, it was awesome. Then, like, Peyton Manning's teaching kids how to break into a car, and the kids are like, why don't you just use your key? I told you, I lost them. And then they're like, oh, cops, everybody get out.
That's funny. I'll have to look that up.
Peyton Manning was hilarious.
He is a funny guy.
Yes.
I need to watch him and Eli do Monday Night Football. Yes. I heard it's awesome.
I need to hear the rest of the story.
Yes, we will go back to that. I was going to say, I actually learned a lot about the Mannings during the Georgia-South Carolina football game this weekend, but we can go back to this United Way story and talk more about the Mannings later. But so United Way provides direct services to people in the community, lots of rental assistance, lots of food assistance. The way Waffle House gets involved is job assistance. And so people that are underemployed or looking for better opportunities or another part-time job or something like that, I'm able to help them with that. So that's really cool to be able to partner. I do things with the Boys and Girls Club in Savannah. So all of that, I can wear my Waffle House uniform and represent both the boards that I serve on and the company. And I love working for a company that's cool with that.
The one thing that I really enjoyed about Waffle House, and this is a story directly connected to you, is when you delivered me and Laura some Waffle House day. That was awesome.
That was such a crazy time. That was in 2020. Last year. It feels like forever ago. Yeah. But all our restaurants were closed. It was during the lockdown time. And so we were absolutely just trying to get as much sales in a register as we could. So I did do a lot of delivery. And that was fun. I dropped it off at your front door and you got Waffle House
delivered. Yes, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Y'all need to have y'all ever thought about partnering with like DoorDash or Uber?
Yes, and I think we are partnered with Postmates. I don't even know if Postmates
That's
is...
That's a Southwest thing, isn't it?
No, Postmates is around here.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Can you use them here? I don't know. Yes, there's some questionable... The corporate office doesn't love the liability and the... You know, we can't control what happens with the service or the food when they pick it up and bring it to you kind of thing.
Well, so, then your waffle isn't crispy when it gets to you.
And I'll be totally honest, our food is way better... Fresh right there at the table.
I will say, any take home Waffle House I've ever had, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be so, and I'm a little bit disappointed.
It's not the best.
It's any food.
It's true.
If the food sits on the counter for longer than 5 to 6 minutes, yes, it's already lost some luster. Now imagine it being in the car.
One exception.
Yes.
Japanese.
He preheated Japanese is delicious.
No, I just do it cold and it's still amazing.
Yeah, I don't do cold food. My husband does.
Pizza is also good.
Yeah.
But have you thought about partnering with the local food delivery service?
We have, and that was the answer that we got from the corporate office, was that they couldn't control the service and the quality of the food or food safety. I know it sounds crazy, but we really do care about food safety. We are an open kitchen, so you can see what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I've worked in other kitchens, and it's sometimes scary in other restaurants. Where
I've seen the movie Waiting.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've never seen anything that bad in person, but you don't see what they're doing.
A little Fumunda cheese.
Yeah, gross.
but why not try it for like 3 or 6 months and test it in like just one market?
I think they're thinking about that because of what happened. Hopefully, we don't go through a lockdown again. They did through 2020 put drive-through windows in a few of our restaurants, and we really are testing those more often. Isn't that crazy?
So y'all gonna be like almost like a. That's awesome.
Steak and Shake, I guess. I don't know. But it is
cool. That's another place I've never eaten at.
Yeah, I haven't either, to be honest.
But, I don't know. I think
most of the stuff starts in the Atlanta market and then moves. I think most of the franchises in our area close. I don't think the whole... I could be wrong about that. I don't feel 100% confident on that. They could have. Maybe that's why I never ate there. but food safety is important because you can see our kitchen and then you don't know what happens to the food and delivery. That's what our corporate office says.
Speaking of food safety.
Yeah.
I have never gone into a Waffle House where I've seen under a 95 rating score. Do you...
Really? I'm just kidding.
She's like, I have.
So here, let me tell you something about food inspections. I guess I can be biased because I work for Waffle House and have been here 11 years. But for instance, you have to have the paper towels, and that's like 9 points on a Georgia health inspection store. If you don't have paper towels by your hand washing sinks, they take off 9 points. Some inspectors will let you walk back into the back, grab a roll of paper towels because you just ran out, and put it by the sink. Oh, excuse me.
You and Patrick.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm talking with my hands. But I think that, fortunately, I'm going to call it fortunately, I think inspectors are harder on Waffle Houses because, I hate this word, and I'm going to say it in a public podcast, I guess, but there was a stigma, and we're working really hard to get out of that stigma.
I mean, yeah, there is a stigma. I mean, but at the same time, it hasn't hurt you at all.
It hasn't, not sales-wise. We have very regular customers, and all of our managers are ServSafe certified. They have, and assistant managers and hourly grill operators. We pay for them all to be ServSafe certified. So it's like $250 or something with the class and the test that everybody receives. And so everybody knows about food safety.
I mean, but I've just been to so many Waffle Houses where I've seen 99s, hundreds.
Especially in our area, we do a really good job. It is high priority for us. I'm not saying that people haven't made Z's, unfortunately, but not in my area.
I've never seen it. So, like, okay. I have never been to a Waffle House where, I've never been to a Waffle House under a 95.
I try really hard to, there's some other restaurants here in town that have gotten a beating lately. They're wonderful restaurants, wonderful local places. And if you're not in the restaurant industry, you don't really know. You know what I mean? Like,
I tend to keep my mouth shut because
so everybody,
that's a whole different argument.
So everybody, from what I've just learned from this, if someone has a bad score, just add 9 to it because it could have been because I didn't have freaking paper towels.
That's the most heartbreaking. When my managers call and say, Jordan, I got docked for the paper towels and I couldn't run in the back and put it, you know, stuff like that.
What is other trivial stuff?
But is it trivial?
Like, kind of like paper, like, and by trivial, I mean,
if
like,
we have them in the restaurant and they just ran out, I think it's trivial.
Yeah,
have no paper towels.
Like, if they watch you use the last one, exactly. And then it's like, come on, don't be
exactly. Great. And we have an ordering system, minus all the shortages that are happening now in 2021, that keeps us, you know, stocked for 10 days of service every week kind of thing. So, other trivial things, most things are pretty important other than that. And okay. We do temperature checks every 4 hours at Waffle House.
Well, yeah, no, temperature is very critical.
Yeah, we do. We have a maintenance technician that goes every week into each restaurant just to make sure, for regular checks. But then we also, of course, have the problems where they'll go and fix those immediately. Our senior managers actually manage one maintenance tech per division, and they're able to stay on top of things like that. So everything else is pretty important, but okay. The paper towel thing is always heartbreaking.
I always hate it when I worked at, you know, food service place, and you know, the people come there and you have to wash your hands like every 30 seconds.
I'm kind of a freak about washing my hands anyway, so I do it a lot.
Well, I mean, I get a lot. I mean, every time I would, you know, cross-contaminate, I would. I mean, I understand that, but like just the times where the people are in there and you literally have to, all right, 30 seconds, everybody stop, do what you're doing, go wash your hands. Literally every 30 seconds. I'm like, yeah. Oh my God.
It's just part of the game.
You keep
man.
Touching your face during this podcast. I can only imagine how many times you touch your face while you're trying to cook something.
That's a good point. His hands might be busy if he was cooking.
See, I'm not a big hand washer, but when I'm in the kitchen, that's when I'll
wash. Oh, I wash my hands a ton when I'm in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. So what else? What are we missing about Waffle House?
What are we missing about Waffle House? I like to say what you don't know, you don't know. So the opportunity for me to tell people about the company and what we have to offer, you don't know it until you don't know it. So that stigma that's out there, it is incorrect. There are lots of wonderful things about the company. We do feel more like a local community place than a chain for sure. And so most of our customers know that. One thing I will tell you is if something happens that's wrong, just tell the manager.
No. You go on social media right? And you blast them to the high heavens so you can get attention and likes and comments. That's so you can feel so better funny. About yourself.
But
that is what you do.
We've had a lot of good posts but when you do tell your community group lately.
But when you do talk to the manager, make sure you introduce yourself as Karen.
It's so funny. So, yeah. I mean, we don't know how to fix something if we weren't told about it, you know? So
mistakes
we appreciate
happen.
People. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I will say one thing. In 2021, I am finding myself dealing with things that have not been issues, and I don't know how to extrapolate on that, but people are just like ornery in 2021. So a lot of times I'm like, ma'am, that's my manager. She's been with us for 10 years. So sorry you feel that way. I'm proud of this, but we're taking this out of our team a lot, you know, because I see what my managers are doing.
Well, because the concept of the customer is always right, which I believe started with the guy who started Publix, I believe. I understand the concept behind it.
Right.
But it's wrong.
It is completely untrue.
It's wrong. Agreed. It's 100. There's been so many times in my previous roles where I've had to go talk to a customer and I'm just very direct. I don't like to waste my time. I'm not going to beat around the bush to make you feel better.
Right.
Like, I understand there's times to do that, but with an adult, I usually am not going to do that. And I'll listen. And then when you're done talking, I'm going to just, whatever the situation is, whether you're right or wrong, I'm going to tell you you're right or I'm going to tell you you're wrong. Right. And we're going to move on. People, like, I hear people talk about this all the time, and I've heard people in lines like, have you ever heard the customer's always right? And I'm in the back like, you're wrong. You're wrong. So no.
Like, I don't know if I can officially endorse that comment, but that sounds like real life to me.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that we do everything we can to fix it. And it's really not hard to fix at Waffle House. Most of the time I'm like, hey, let me pay for your meal. We'll get you and your whole family a new meal. And usually they're okay once you offer to make it right.
Hey, Jordan, is Jim right? No. No.
I'm glad they can't see my face.
But no, if
on
you
podcast.
I mean if I ordered something and it came and it was not the way that I ordered it, I would simply say, hey, this isn't what I ordered. I wouldn't go on social media and blast. Like, there was a few months ago, there was a girl on Facebook in the local community and was blasting a local, I can't remember if it was a restaurant, blasting a local business. And in the comment, she literally said along the lines of, and I'm again paraphrasing, was, I had been there like 30 times before and never had an issue. This one time, we have an issue, blah, blah, blah. And I simply commented, I will accept you're blasting them if you can show me the 30 positive reviews you gave them when you had a good experience right. before. And next thing you know, the post was deleted.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, shut up.
Yeah. Last week, two or three weeks ago, I don't know, sometime in the last month, one of my district managers, former Marine, started with us as a unit manager, is now running 3 restaurants. He's fantastic. He packaged up a to-go order, handed it to a customer, and went to turn around to grab the drink. But because he didn't hand the food and the drink at the same time, the guy thought we were missing the drink. Even if we were missing the drink, we'll get you a drink. No problem.
I can only see where this is going.
It takes 2 seconds to fill up a fountain drink.
Like, hey, you forgot my drink.
He undid the top of his food and threw the hot food at my manager. All over his face. All over my
this
manager.
Is a man. This is a man who was trained to kill people with his pinky.
Former Marine. Okay. Yeah. Which also, sidebar,
can you
military make very good operators.
Can you please tell me that your manager took him outside and killed him?
Oh, my manager, it's actually, I have seen a video. I don't think I have it to show you guys. I probably don't know if I should, but he was like, get out.
Oh.
Because we don't tolerate that. We don't want people treating our team like that. And all I would have lost to my do, shit. All I had to do was say, "Sir, I'm missing been, my coffee, or I'm missing my." You know what I mean?
I would have been fired that day.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
You probably wouldn't have.
No, I would have, because I would probably be in jail.
okay, well.
Well, technically, what that customer did was assault him.
Absolutely, but that unfortunately, people don't treat people well all the time.
So. But then the other side of it, and I'm not defending his action at all. Is you don't know what was going on with that guy.
Not at all. We don't know that, and I wish that gentleman had given us a chance to chat with him and talk to him. Now, I think it was a busy Saturday morning, so it's kind of hard for us to on those days to do that. But that is what we offer at Waffle House: is, hey, man, you having a bad day? Let's sit and talk. And our people are really good at taking care of people and just letting them talk. And that's why people come to Waffle House a lot of the time. So anyway, but I am proud of my team. I have 33 unit managers, 9 district managers, 4 division managers, 1 area vice president, and 9 manager trainees. And I'm very proud of all of them.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And a partridge in a pear tree. and so I know all of them. I know their spouses. I know what, you know, their children, what they do.
What is Tommy's birthday?
What's Tommy's birthday? We don't have a Tommy.
She could tell you that and you would believe it because, and right now Tommy's listening going, how dare you forget my birthday and lie about the fact that I'm even on the team.
That's funny.
Sorry, Tommy.
But we do things like that. We recognize birthdays and anniversaries and,
except yours, Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy, you're out of luck. Get over it.
If I ever find a Tommy, I'll
let you know. Yeah, but to go back on your point, Jim, about the lady on Facebook. You know, the company that I represent, they have a particularly bad rating, and you know, I get a ton of clients come in. So, you know, what's up with your ratings and stuff like that? I mean, y'all have so many bad ratings, so many bad reviews. I'm like, you know, I understand that they are out there, but, you know, I will say, you know, Amazon is one of the most successful companies in the world, but they also have a ton of bad reviews. Mm-hmm. And also, think about the last time you had girl service. Did you go and review it? About the time you had
bad service. Tell me the last 10 times you received a service, how many of them were good and how many of them were bad. And they're going to tell you about the bad ones first. They're going to remember the bad ones more. They're going to put more effort into speaking about the bad ones than they are the good. Now, this isn't everybody. I'm sure someone out there listening going, well, that's not how I am. Well, you are one in a million. Right. It's just how it works. So, like, every time you see a bad review, there's probably 10 to 15 good reviews that just never happen.
Right. And you know what's interesting, too, specifically for Waffle House? I don't know if y'all have seen all my posts. We use Facebook a lot these days because that's where people are hanging out, on Facebook.
I hate Facebook. I know.
My husband does, too. But that is where people are hanging out. But I always leave my personal cell phone number. Everything has my personal cell phone number. And that is how our operations management team is. And so if you guys know somebody, give them my personal cell phone number because we want to make it right. And so I hope that goes to show for somebody. So anyway, pretty proud of this.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Except for we have to get on your calendar, Jim. You guys come to the Waffle House, and thank you for bringing me on. And
absolutely, thank you for coming.
About Waffle House, yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed that I don't have my hash browns.
I know, I'm sorry about that, but
you should be.
You tell me when you go. You and
I didn't eat breakfast this morning, anticipating hash browns. I mean, you asked me last night.
From home. Like,
you asked me last night.
I woke up to your text message.
She woke up this morning, not even knowing where to go.
I fell asleep with the kids last night and then woke up at 4 to go work out this morning. I was like, oh, I missed that. So sorry about that.
I woke up at 4 to a kid screaming because his tablet was locked and he was wide awake. And I'm like, all right. I was like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm just going to unlock your tablet. You can play. Just let me go back to sleep.
Yeah, I've been getting up at 4 for a while. I hit a 5 a.m. workout class, and I feel better about myself. So, but anyway, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here in Richmond Hill, and I kind of feel big time now that you guys have asked me on your podcast, so thanks for that.
Don't. We're not there yet.
Although, I've listened to the others. I know who else you've had on.
Although, we are going to retweet this to Waffle House, so.
Oh, yeah.
Does Waffle House, are they active on Twitter?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah. We are active on Twitter.
We just keep plugging away, and eventually...
I'm very disappointed that we got no response from the Sharks when we had on...
Do you really think those people sit on Twitter?
Maybe. Mark Cuban.
The answer is no.
Mark Cuban, probably.
No. No. Those people pay people to pay people to sit on Twitter.
Probably. probably so. An intern. Or right out of college, 20 grand person.
Not even 20 grand. Why do you think they're multi-billionaires? True. They probably pay him like 18 grand.
Yeah.
They probably buy them lunch at Waffle House and that's it.
But it's good experience for that person and I'll bet they'll meet somebody.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, you never know. You got to start somewhere and you just never know what's going to... I mean, I assume you didn't think you were going to be a director at Waffle House 11 years ago.
Never did.
You know.
Really grateful that I am.
Hell, I never wanted to sell cars, but I'm loving what I'm doing, so.
That's awesome.
I'm loving what I'm doing.
That's
you
awesome
got yourself
too
a sugar mama.
I know.
I was like, that sounds like there's something behind that I might not know.
We'll discuss off air.
Okay, gotcha. Right. Awesome.
Well, thank you, Jordan, again. In our post interview stuff, when in our description and in the comments and stuff like that, we'll post your cell phone number. Absolutely. So people can give you a call or
call me about a job.
Yes. Now this is going to be national, so you might get people, you know.
Sure.
Weird people.
Hey, so everybody wants to move to Savannah.
There's me. That would be, it is a great place to live. But there is me in every region in the company, so I can forward them to their respective recruiting directors.
Perfect.
You got Canada? Because we have listeners in Canada.
We're not in Canada, and we'll probably never be in Canada.
Hortons
has the space in Canada there.
I've heard.
Tim Hortons is awesome.
Tim Hortons is awesome. Thank you. I was thinking J.R. Hortons. I don't know why.
That's a builder.
Yes.
I think.
That's a building company.
I think so.
That's like Signature Homes.
Or D.R. Horton.
D.R. Horton.
Oh, yeah. D.R. There you go.
We haven't had a listener in Nigeria. And it's the prince. Wow. The prince. He's asked
for...
Is he
going to send us money?
He's emailed us about winning money, I guess. We have to pay him to get the money.
I sent him Jim Social.
We had Germany, too. Perfect. So I'm assuming military.
Perfect. Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
So maybe we are big time.
You are big time. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Bye.
In the early morning hours at the Because We Want To podcast studio, the podcast boys are asking for money.
If you are still listening to this episode, we need your help.
The lights are flickering. The air is cutting on and off. People, we're running out of money.
We don't have any bills to pay yet.
Yet.
But we will soon.
Yes.
Some of the things we'd like to do are going to cost money.
Money.
We want to upgrade our platform.
Yes.
We want to upgrade some of our equipment.
Yes.
We're going to bring some video content.
Maybe. Depending on how pretty we feel. Everybody, in all seriousness, we do appreciate all the sponsorship help we have received already. If you haven't noticed, we do sound a whole lot better from our first couple episodes, which the audio quality was just terrible. We tried our best, but working with what we had, that we sound better now. And we were able to upgrade our equipment from a local sponsorship here, which we do appreciate. We've gotten a few other sponsorships that have helped us upgrade, you know, for advertisement and things like that. Jim, why don't you go ahead and let the people know how else they can help us out there.
Yeah, so obviously we're talking about money on anchor.fm/because we want to/support. They can access that from the website through our Facebook monthly donation. That would help us continue. Also, there's a way to help us with that doesn't involve money. Just like and share our podcast on any social media platform. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Like and share us on whatever podcast platform you're listening on.
Right, absolutely.
And if there's anything that we haven't talked about yet that you'd like to hear, local small business, local influencer, heck, anything you want to because...
We want to.
Just reach out to us at becausewewanttopodcast@gmail.com or message us on our Facebook page and we'll respond and we'll do our best to add that content for you.
Absolutely. All right, that's enough talk about money, but you just want to go ahead and thank everybody who has helped us so far.
Thank you.
Yeah.